This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
This weekend sees the FA Disability Cup return to St George's Park, bringing together some of the best teams in disability football from across England. Wendy Booth is the National Development Manager for the English FA, who joins me now. Thanks for speaking to us, Wendy.
Nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, exciting times ahead to kick off in each of these six finals. Tell us a bit more about the competition, Wendy, and some of the sides represented.
Yeah, the competition's in its eighth year now, so it's been established as kind of a premier competition across the impairment-specific pathway within disability football. So it's grown to become one of the key events on the FA's national football calendar. And it's such a privilege to be part of and just see it go from three. There was three finals in the first edition 8 years ago, and now we have six. So we have the amputee, partially sighted, blind, and cerebral palsy, power chair, and deaf. And these six formats make up the competition, kind of in partnership with our national impairment-specific leagues that are sanctioned to the FA. So it's a really exciting weekend.
And matches will be broadcast live on TNT Sport with highlights available on Channel 4 and More 4. What does it mean to have parafootball be showcased on platforms like these?
Again, it's elevated the event to another level. It's brought prestige, like a prestigious to the event, new excitement. For the players that are involved in it as well, to know that it's being broadcast has been fantastic to them. But it also exposes the event to a whole new audience. So it allows people that maybe haven't heard of disability football, don't know about the impairment-specific pathways. It exposes it to these people that may have never thought about the sport or known that you can get involved in the sport. So it's absolutely massive for the event for it to be broadcast.
You mentioned the television coverage, but there are still tickets available for games. So if people want to attend in person, how can they do that?
Yeah, as you say, you can buy tickets if you go onto the FA website. If you search the FA Disability Cup, on that page, there's a link that you can buy tickets for the event. There is a few remaining, so there is still a chance to come and actually watch all the action live, which is, again, fantastic and gives you a whole new dimension of the sport than watching it actually just on the TV. I'd encourage people to get those tickets if they can get themselves over to SGP this weekend and see the action for themselves.
And the game's going on Saturday and Sunday this weekend. But there'll also be a chance to get hands-on and actually try some of the sports as well for people.
Yeah, so we have three finals on the Saturday, which will be amputee, partially sighted and blind. And then we have three finals on the Sunday, which will be the cerebral palsy, power chair and deaf. And then, as you just alluded to, we have an experience area. It's the second year that we've done this, and it was really well received last year, where we get some kit and equipment over there and some specialist coaches, and they allow the spectators to give some of the sports a try. So blind football, you'll be put behind a blindfold with the audible balls. And we have the power chairs there, so you can get yourself into a power chair and try power chair football. Same with deaf. We'll just try and emulate kind of what it feels like to have hearing loss, or yeah, how it feels to not be able to hear that communication when you're playing the game of football. So lots of different things going on, and we really encourage anyone that's on site over the weekend to come and make sure they give that a try and just increase their experience of the event as a whole.
And this is the eighth year, as you say, for the FA Disability Cup. What do you think has changed in the last 8 years for football sides within the England setup?
Yes, so that just as a whole within the grassroots game, first of all, the kind of resource and investment that's gone into disability football over the last few years has really grown. It's great to see the different departments within the FA that have responsibilities across the grassroots game. And then we talk about para football and seeing the growth in that, and then seeing the change in the level and the professionalism of those teams and those squads has been absolutely fantastic. And we've seen some real results and real kind of growth and benefits. So seeing kind of some things that have been working, for example, in the partially sighted squads that maybe they haven't been using in the deaf squads, and they can learn from each other, and the coaches are all working together as well and really driving the para game forwards.
For people watching the coverage this weekend who might be interested in taking part in disability football at whatever level, where's the best place to start?
I'd say the website. So searching disability football within the FA website, and it'll bring up all the different formats that people can try. This competition is specifically around impairment-specific football, so those formats that I told you about. However, We have a massive pathway within Pan Disability Football where all impairments play together. And we really emphasise that there's an opportunity for everyone, whether that be blind, power chair, Pan Disability, whatever that looks like. We encourage anyone to get involved in the game. And you'll find out what opportunities are available by searching the website or contacting your local county FA. And they'll be able to give you kind of that more local knowledge of what's happening in your area and how to get involved. We also have a new program called Comets, and it's for 5 to 11-year-old children. And it's that first step into football, that participation-based activity that can really help somebody that maybe's had a bad experience of football before or never had an experience and is just stepping into the game. And it offers them everything they need, that real positive experience and coaching within the game.
And across the weekend, is there a game that you're most looking forward to yourself? Something that maybe might surprise viewers if they hadn't seen it before? Is there a big clash we should be aware of?
Do you know what? They all bring something totally different. They all bring their own wow moments to the games. So I feel like I can't give a game that that would be my favourite. I feel like I have to stay across them all because they all have such exciting moments within the games and such skill and ability that, I don't know, we sometimes take for granted, and then you see these games being played and it's just a whole different style, type of football and skill that's needed to excel within the game.
Wendy Booth, National Development Manager for the English FA. We can't wait to see what's to come at this year's FA Disability Cup this weekend. And thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me, and don't forget to tune in.